They're doing so with a play called The Mountaintop.
The Mountaintop is truly a fantastic piece that takes you through an imagination of what possibly the last night of Martin Luther King was like.
President of the Renaissance Guild, Danielle King. The imagined scenario has Dr. King at Memphis's Lorraine Motel the night before he was assassinated.
And he has a visitor that comes to his room, and it's the hotel maid because he's called down and asked for coffee.
This is a really unstandard way to look back on Martin Luther King. How did they pull it off?
Some fantastic acting, some fantastic writing, and some fantastic directing.
The first answer is you have two very good actors doing the parts.
That's the play's director, Bill Lewis.
Kevin Majors and Jessica Mitchell.
Even though there's only two characters there, you will be entertained.
Someone's thinking of going to see this. What can you tell them to expect?
Expect the unexpected. Because there is a twist and there's a turn that I am not even going to reveal to your avid listeners.
It's a 90-minute, one-act play held at the Little Carver Theater starting Friday. But as it turns out, there's even more.
There is also a talk-back session at the end of each performance. We have invited some special guests, poets, writers, authors.
We open on Friday with Carrie Clack.
Carrie Clack being the popular former Express News columnist. For more on The Mountaintop and other arts and culture news, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.